The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
I should be running number 400 for Thursday, September 20th, 2018. Yeah, I can't believe it either.
Well, I should be riding. I should be working on my craft. I should be riding. I should be submitting my next draft. But I'm sitting home watching Doctor Who.
Hi there. Welcome to I Should Be Writing, the podcast for wannabe fiction writers. I'm your slightly embarrassed host, Mer Lafferty. And before I get into episode 400, I have to explain where I've been. First, I went to Worldcon, where Ditch Diggers won the Hugo for Best Fan Cast, which is, wow, amazing. I have a Hugo award. It's sitting on my Hugo shelf. I'm still baffled. I can see it right now. Anyway, then I had a vacation with the family. We stayed in California for a couple of days. And then school started, so all parents know that even though it's your kid going to school, it kind of throws the family into disarray as the schedules change once again. And then I had a major deadline and kind of went head down into a lot of writing. And I still can't say what I was working on, which is kind of sad. Someday. And then my book Solo came out. Yes, I wrote the novelization for the movie Solo, and that launched in early September. And then we had our yearly meeting for book burners, which requires travel, but because of the previous stuff, I asked not to do travel, but I did do all-day Skype meetings. And then when I came up from that, there was a hurricane. And now we come to today. I will admit that there's also been a little bit of balking because I kept thinking 400 has to be a special show. But if putting the pressure on myself to make a very special show will make me freeze up and not do anything, then I should probably just go ahead and make it a regular show. That's what I've been up to. I've written two books so far this year, from beginning to end. And I wrote one detailed proposal. It is only September. So it's been kind of intense. So I want to apologize for the writing taking over the podcasting. I know most of you will understand as you are working towards a writing career too, I assume, or working on one, but it still makes me feel bad. But I want to talk about validation. So sometimes I feel guilty with some of the things I say on the show because I feel like a lot of my advice can be taken as either a good thing or a bad thing. For example, the fact that pro writers feel the same, oh my god, this book is crap feeling that you feel when you're writing your book could either make you feel good because you know that you feel like a writer and you're not alone, or it could make you feel bad knowing that that feeling's probably not going to go away. And since coming home, I've been struggling with a few things myself. I got angry one day because I realized that external validation does not change who you are as a person. So if you are somebody who thinks bad thoughts about yourself, nothing can fix that except you. I kind of feel like I'm doing a meaningless, the magic was inside you all along, Dorothy or Dumbo or whoever. But really, most of the things that stop us from writing are of our own creation. I was understandably stressed. Like I said, I had to finish a book and launch the biggest book I've ever written and deal with a new project starting before I was really mentally ready to take it on, and post-con letdown, and I went through the list already, but it was a lot of stuff, and I had to realize that good stress is still stress. And one day I was feeling bad about myself. I was feeling low. I was feeling tired. I was feeling very, very untalented. I felt like a hack. I felt like an imposter. And part of my brain said, you just launched a successful book. You just got home from your 5th award nomination for your novel. Your podcast just won the award you've coveted since you were a teenager. What the hell's wrong with you? And I realized it's been an amazing year professionally. It's been unbelievable. I feel kind of embarrassed when I think about the fact that the world's on fire, but personally, things are going great for me. Part of me is a pessimist and waiting for something bad to happen. Really, it's been great. And I still felt crappy, and I realized it was because after all the award nominations that Six Wakes got, after being on stage to win a Hugo Award, after being the first woman to write a Star Wars movie novelization, I was still me. And me is somebody who feels bad about herself sometimes, who feels untalented. And that's when I realized that we have these things we work for, we hope for. We hope for publication. We hope for bestseller status. We hope for award nominations. We hope for award wins. We hope for a series book deal. We hope for all these things. And something in our mind tells us, well, if this thing that I'm hoping for happens, then things will change. But they won't. And as I've said before, you can say, see, this is a good thing or a bad thing. The good thing is, if this bad feeling is my own making, then I have the power to get over it. And the bad thing is me saying, wow, I've been done the low self-esteem thing since I was a teenager, so it's going to take a while to get over this, won't it? If I ever do. I'm trying to think positive the first way. And you know, I was thinking yesterday, the best I've felt with regards to my work, my whatever I've achieved, is I was working on a part of the solo book that I knew I would have to explain in more detail than the movie did. And it was a part of the movie that a lot of people had a problem with. And I really wanted to do the best I could to write that scene. And I thought about this for days. And then I figured it out. And I was so happy. I texted my editor in all caps that I was brilliant because I figured this thing out. Me. I find it difficult to bring up the fact that I wrote solo in the first place in casual conversation. And here I was texting my editor that I was brilliant because I felt so good. I felt like a pro. I felt like a real writer. And that was because of something I did. It was because of something I created internally. And this was me approving my own work. And you would think that the award nominations, etc., would create that feeling. And they do, but it's like short term. But even now, months later, I think about that time when that clicked and I figured out this plot point that I'd had a problem with. I still feel it. I still feel very proud of that moment. So it really is internal. And I don't know if it's going to be meditation or mindfulness or affirmations or whatever that's going to get me past that to believe in myself. But I can tell you, at least speaking personally, the award, the Star Wars book, the award nominations for my novel, other things that have happened this year that I can't tell you about, yet, sometimes when I feel low, none of that cheers me up. So the really good news is, if you're early in your career, this means, if you focus on it right, you can start feeling great about yourself now and you don't need to wait for that first publication. As I said, I'm not quite sure what's going to work, but I'm going to try a couple of things. So cue the usual apologies that I haven't been podcasting for a while. I appreciate the support you guys give me. especially my Patreon supporters, or if you spread the word about I Should Be Writing. Matt and I will be meeting soon to record Ditch Diggers, and that'll get on track again. And I'm looking forward to see what this fall brings. But, I'm sorry this wasn't a grand 400 extravaganza, but I did have an epiphany recently, and it was an important one. And if you are the one who puts up the walls in your writing career, then you're the one who, in theory, should be able to take them down. And by you, I mean me, so I'm going to try to do that. So you can learn more about me at merverse.com. You can see the blog and show notes there. You can also see a link to take you to support the Patreon, which you might get a longer episode, and you'll definitely get early episodes. And you'll also be supporting the show. If you want to go directly there, that's patreon.com/mightymer. I do write books. They are available. You can search for Mer Lafferty. That's the easiest way. I have a very Googleable name. You could also search for Solo, A Star Wars Story, and make sure you're searching for the book, and you'll get that. Check out my Hugo-nominated, Nebula-nominated, and 3 other awards-nominated book, Six Wakes, if you like murder in space. This podcast also has a nonfiction book companion called I Should Be Writing. So work on taking down those walls. I'm going to try to, because you should be writing. Remember, you can support the show at patreon.com/mightymer. I Should Be Writing theme music provided by John Emilio. You can find more about him at johnemilio.com. This podcast is distributed under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license. But I should be writing.
You love podcasts. The stories, the laughs, the unexpected turns. But when this episode ends, the silence starts. Not anymore. Audiobooks.com turns that silence into your next great adventure. With over 450,000 titles, from bestsellers to hidden gems, your love for listening just found its new best friend. And because you already know the joy of audio, we're giving you 3 free audiobooks to start your journey. Imagine your favorite podcast, now with unlimited episodes. That's audiobooks.com. Keep the story going. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. Because for podcast lovers like you, the end of an episode is just the beginning. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.